Alexandria Day Tour Part 2. Art is like a border of flowers along the course of civilization. Lincoln Steffens. The principal seaport for Egypt and a major industrial center, Alexandria welcomes travelers from all over the world. And not just now in the recent past, but throughout the ages since its occupation. Attracted by the great library, intellectuals since the Middle Ages have come here seeking knowledge. As a country closer both to Asia and the rest of Africa, it is a great place to soak in the Mediterranean vibe instead of going to Europe. If one had to make the best of the city of Alexandria in a day, it's important to wear comfortable shoes and carry a hat or umbrella. The Mediterranean weather makes it a warm place to be out all day without protection. But before we head on to follow the rest of the itinerary, it is a useful digression to head back to the Corniche for a refuel. Trianon and Delices. Two interesting cafes I'll recommend are Trianon and Delices Patisserie. The Trianon is a 117-year-old quaint cafe serving Mediterranean fare since 1905. Old-world interiors, a sea view, and large portions make it an attractive proposition for lunch or a snack. Delices is a wonderland for anyone with a sweet tooth and a fetish for Greek food from the year 1922. Since 1907, the same family continues to entertain tourists with the choicest of delicacies. Egyptian Chamber of Commerce. Next to Delices Cafe is the imposing building of the Egyptian Chamber of Commerce, showcasing Greek architectural features. Tall columns with Corinthian capitals support the triangular corniche. Established in 1922, it is the first chamber of Egypt and acts as a link between local and overseas businesses. Serapeum and Pompey's Pillar. The Serapeum is an important Greek temple built in the Ptolemaic period. Often called the Daughter Library of Alexandria, this largest of the temples worshipped Serapis, the sun god and lord of healing and fertility. The 3rd century temple stopped being functional in 325 AD as the Romans considered it a pagan practice. Today, the underground ruins of the library serve as the only reminder of its existence. The colossal Pompey's Pillar, a mark of Roman victory, distinguishes the Acropolis. The name is an error owing to the misreading of the Greek inscription, and in reality is a dedication to Emperor Diocletian, who suppressed an Egyptian uprising and an impending famine. Beneath the pillar are two Ptolemaic era sphinxes, likely from 1 BC. Both the pillar and the sphinxes are of red granite. Many excavated artifacts from the site are in the complex as well. Catacombs of Kom el Shokafa. Kom el Shokafa is a huge necropolis and royal cemetery from the 2nd century. The catacombs are one of the ancient wonders of the Middle Ages. Hellenistic, Egyptian, and early Roman architecture all together form a rare fusion here. Burial niches are both over and underground. The underground complexes feature hundreds of burial chambers and even a temple-like structure that could be the principal tomb chamber. The open complex has burial paraphernalia and other artifacts. This brings us to the end of Alexandria Day Tour, just in time before the complex shuts. A 3-hour drive back gives us enough time to rest and relax before exploring Cairo the next day. Masalama, friends, until we meet again. Pin these unique spots.